Marriage.
No, no, I'm sorry. The opening of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Get your system ready for winter now.
When?
Now.
When this is who?
CB Lucas.
When?
Now.
Okay. Right
for
now.
All your heating, AC, and plumbing needs, especially if your system is older than dirt, you can start saving on utility bills right now.
Hold it.
Yes?
When can I start saving?
Right now.
And with whom do I save?
CB Lucas.
They're great.
They've got 48 months, same as cash financing or instant rebates on high-efficiency train systems. Offer ends October 31st. Do what we do. Call 855-CB-LUCAS or click their ad on our website.
Cool.
And now, a musical presentation.
Oh, very good.
Hold on. Don't play it yet.
I'm not.
En B-C-H, D-A-A-N, F-G-H-E. G K L M N N J O U. Right, I said that wrong. N N J U O.
No one noticed.
On U on U on P R S T E V double Y Z.
That was terrific.
Now play the real one. Let's see how I did.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go.
See how I did. Good luck to me.
Fun with learning.
Fun with learning.
How you did.
Let's see.
Let's see.
You know, what's the point of preparing? What is the point? There we go.
Hey.
That was
nice.
Wonderful. And that,
very nice.
And what exactly is that?
That is the Haitian alphabet, ladies and gentlemen, that I have memorized this morning.
Well, congratulations.
So how do you spell your name in Haitian?
You're a quick learner.
M-E-K-A.
Ka.
M-E-M-E-K-A. M-E-K-A.
What about your surname?
O-M-A-L. I'm sorry. O-M-A-L-A.
And the hardest part, of course, about learning the Haitian alphabet.
I can spell all your names.
The hardest part about learning the Haitian alphabet last night was getting Carla to play the bongo.
I would like you to spell buzz, please.
Bay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Hold on a second.
Will you be bringing a yellow pad with you to Haiti?
Well, he's got to.
I know. You know, there isn't one.
There isn't a U?
There isn't a U.
There are two Zeds.
Hey, there's no I in team.
Z.
Right.
M A R Say.
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 Or C-H.
Soju.
All right, without further ado, stop that. We're going to get on to our birthday.
Are you sure you want to stop that? I liked it a whole bunch.
I'm getting a little excited about Haiti.
Rightly so.
Can't help myself.
It's almost time for your big trip.
I wanted to do something where, you know, you can you can say bonjour and bonsoir and
hello.
You can say merci, merci is what it is down there. It's not merci.
Because it's Creole,
merci.
Right?
It's Creole French,
so that's mostly French, but
beautiful language. I'm absolutely I love words and I love sounds and I love dialects.
Where does the Creole dialect come from? Is
I
it
think
also
French influence in the Caribbean.
Right.
I think
okay.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you picked it up very quickly.
We've got it in New Orleans too. And instead of bonjour, you say bonjour, and you say bonsoir,
right.
And merci, which is thank you. And I'm going to learn a little bit more because I really think whenever you go to a foreign country, that's the best thing you can do for the country.
The only thing I can remember saying in New Orleans is one more, please.
One more, please. More shrimp, please.
Yes.
Well, it's time to open the old mailbag.
Oh, hello there.
Birthdays and such. We recruit them young. Alia Deshevsky was born last Tuesday.
So Polish.
That is so Polish. And when she's old enough, her folks would like to play the birthday greeting Oscar will now give from the gingerbread man.
That's wonderful.
Wouldn't it be nice if he could?
I can do it.
Okay,
I can do it. Okay.
Rob Spiewak asked Oscar Santana, who is not here. I don't know where he is. He's tardy, but we're starting the show.
And who's the little
him.
Girl's name?
Her name is Alia. Is it Alia?
I think
no, Alia.
Alia?
A-L-I...
That's probably right.
A-L-E... Alia Deshevsky.
All right. Uh-huh. Alia
Happy birthday or something.
Very good, Rob.
The buttons on my shirt, they are made of raisins. I am the gingerbread man.
Another new TMOS listener was born last Thursday in Germany. In Germany. Oh. Welcome to the world, Ava.
Yes.
Bernadine Ham.
Really, Ava?
Ava
really?
In Germany. Yeah. What are the odds?
Yeah, all brains, no brawn.
Wasn't the other Ava with an E, though?
Yeah, oh, that's an AVA, so that's like Ava Gardner.
Ava Bernadine Ham, daughter of Patrick Ham, maybe related to John Ham,
yes.
Who went to high school with Rob.
Patrick?
Really?
Is that Pat's daughter?
Patrick Ham.
Pat is a good friend of mine.
Is that the Pat that came out to Reno?
No, it's a different Pat. Okay. This is maybe not. It's an equal Pat.
Nancy Pearson had a birthday Saturday. She Oscar, do your gingerbread greeting for Aaliyah Deshevsky, please.
Happy birthday, Aaliyah Deshevsky.
you
know, awesome. I'm troubled.
He may be late, but he made up for it.
I'm troubled that one of my best friends in high school is getting to me through the mailbag and not through, like, real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nancy Pearson had a birthday Saturday. She listens to all the More Broadcasting shows and had her birthday dinner at Peking Gourmet Inn and at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern the year before. Perfect choices.
Yeah, so those are the
humble opinion.
Mike O'Mara Show hotspots.
David Ellis had his 33rd birthday Saturday, and his wife approaches her sexual prime. As his wife approaches her sexual prime, this couple would love to hear some loving tips from Sex Boy.
Oh, good.
It's been a while. I think that's a good request.
Hi there.
Hey, Sex Boy.
It's Sex Boy. And
your name is Bob, right?
Bob Sex Boy.
any loving tips for this couple?
For David Ellis
and
his wife? Well, you know, David, if you're ever going to send a letter about your 33rd birthday and your wife, put your wife's name down.
That's right.
Dumbass.
Yeah,
that's
so you know what to scream
sex
out.
Boy.
You'll know what to scream while you're having sex, right, Bob?
Peace out.
Bob Sex Boy.
Tuesday was the 45th birthday of one Terry Snyder. She's lost 25 pounds since the end of August and says she feels sexier thanks to Weight Not.
Nice.
She'd like to ask a Sex Boy how she can stay hot for her husband.
Really? Oh, it's a
God.
Lot of Sex
Maybe
Boy.
Maybe he's still here.
Well, the weight loss is important.
Yeah.
Keeping it fresh is important.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
And also exploring whatever kink your man wants to do.
Hey, Sex Boy.
Let me just give you a hint.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Most men will never talk about it, but they like AP.
Yes.
That's right.
Hey, how old are you?
Peace out.
Wait, Sex Boy.
What, Rob?
How old are you?
I don't know. I was done with the bit.
8 or 9, I think.
Ass play. Peace out.
And it was
Jesus.
Greg Alessio or Alessio's birthday Tuesday. He wrote to tell us that because he didn't get his usual cut and paste greeting from Rob this year, he wrote to tell us that because I thought it was going to be that because he didn't get his. He wrote that too. That tell that. To us tell that he didn't get his usual cut and paste greeting from you.
Well,
that's Greg Alessio. Anything you want to say to him?
Yeah, he can get bent.
Okay, Kelly Moore Robinson.
That's not nice.
Robinson turned a sexy 42 yesterday.
Mm.
She supports our show through our Amazon page, and she loves it when I talk up a record.
You want to talk up a record?
Anytime anybody requests that, I like to do that.
People enjoy that, I think.
Do you want to jingle into it? I brought
I'd
you
like
a jingle.
Saturday in the Park, please.
No.
I would like Saturday in the Park. Is it possible? Can I get Saturday in the Park?
Much more music.
How did you do that?
I selected random records for you to
you
talk up.
You didn't select that randomly.
It's on my hot sheet today. I literally have chills right now.
Wow.
That's you guys cool. scare me.
My God. Rob and I just had a very gay moment.
You did.
Look at my hair standing up.
I know.
I swear to it.
Should we leave?
Another gay
That is
moment.
The strangest thing. We have just had an out-of-body experience on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Saturday.
Yeah.
You creep me out, dude.
Yeah.
You must know, because I know you get together with Buzz, you know, as far as records. So
yeah,
I knew
that you were
going
to have to talk up a record.
Right. And I think subconsciously you know that's one of my all-time favorite talk-up
records. I selected two talk-up records for you today.
What's the other one?
The other one is...
Much more music.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rob's favorite song. As a matter of fact, it's a song he's going to play at his funeral. We all found that earlier this week. We found that out earlier this week. The good news is his funeral's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, things are back to normal. He just predicted my death.
Michael Joseph Schneeberger also turned 42 yesterday.
And, I'll have mine medium rare.
He needs to hear Rob ask Arnold Schwarzenegger to say Hitler.
Hi, Arnold.
No.
Hitler.
I didn't even ask you.
Hitler.
I just wanted to ask you, Arnold, who did your dad work for?
Well, when he was young or when he was older?
Well, when he was youngish. Young.
Well, you mean back during the war?
Yeah, yes. During the Great War, World War II.
World War II?
Yeah, who was his boss?
I'm not sure. He left the family compound and, you know, he went and things down to Germany
right.
to work because the Austrians were trying to get in favor
right.
with the Germans.
In what?
In favor. So I believe he worked for Hitler.
Thank you.
Look at you.
Terrific, Arnold.
The Nationals ruined Mike Sheinberg's plans to salute his 14th wedding anniversary in a scoreboard message, so he's turned to us. He and Kira celebrate 14 years today, and he'd like to hear me talk up any song by Chicago.
Well, you just did it.
That's why you had Chicago.
But you know what?
So it's not as special now.
Well, it is still pretty special because there's 30 songs by Chicago I could have chosen.
All right, want to play another one for him?
Well, I've got... You
Let's
already did
Saturday
one.
In the Park.
You want to do another? Okay, hold on. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. Hey, Sheinbergs. Hope you're having a fabulous day and hope you're going to have a fabulous night, more importantly. Mm-hmm. That's right. 14 years together, 14 years of wedded bliss, 14 years of pure love. I hope you get together tonight and have a fantastic time. And when I talk about that fantastic time, I'm talking about the bedroom. That's right. Mr. Sheinberg, you have permission from me to climb on top of your wife tonight.
Saturday.
Awesome. Congratulations.
He's going to like that better than 10% interest.
Very good. Oh, my. That's so sexist, racist.
Is it?
Also celebrating today, Nick Faber, who turns 33, a listener since the WAVA days. He never misses a show.
Knowledge is good, Mike.
And he uses his fat guy voice when ordering a when he orders frozen yogurt topping.
Really?
I'd like Reese's Pieces, please.
I'd like to have gummy bears and crushed granola bars.
Okay.
I'd like a double helping of cheesecake.
And now we save the best for last.
I'll have coconut with hot fudge, please.
Mark, that's one of my favorites.
Very strong.
Like that almost as much as Travolta. All right, here we go. Another anniversary today. Bruce and Tina Sinclair married 15 years, celebrating on what is also Bruce's 46th birthday. Oh, that's good.
Wow.
They'd like Rob to run out and get them some of that flavored Walmart water they like so bad.
Be right back.
All right. There he goes.
The car's fixed.
We're running short on time. And another birthday today. another birthday today is number 49 for Jim O'Connell. He's getting our road trip DVD from his wife.
Timely.
Ow, that's bullshit. Yeah. Last year, dude.
He's you been know wanting it all this time.
The clothes aren't even going to be in fashion anymore.
But he's also seeking advice on which flavor he should choose
Comedy
from the complete line of Trace Adkins sausages. Is that like setting up for a Trace Adkins?
Yeah, do you want to do that, or is that just so rearview mirror
I don't
for
remember
you?
It.
It was, there was like...
what's he listened to a show from 8 months ago?
Well, he's probably just catching up.
Yeah,
probably.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe he was in a coma.
He also got him. He also got a Morning Zoo t-shirt.
I'll give you a Trace Adkins or Brady.
Yes.
Take me out to the ball game.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Trace Adkins, ladies and gentlemen.
Daryl Tulu, or Tulu. Jesus. He's 49 today.
Feeling pretty good about his name right now.
Jesus Christ, these names. Maisie, M-A-I-S-I-E, Maisie?
That's right, Maisie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maisie Kalignan.
Kalignan is right.
Maisie Kalignan turns 14 tomorrow. She's got the name Maisie. She got the name Maisie from the movie Uncle Buck, and will be honored if Rob could run out and pick up a surprise gift
again?
For her.
All right, here's the surprise. I'll be right back.
Limping through this one.
Such enthusiasm.
Longtime listener and Amazon shopper Jonathan Gilmore says he's taking a bride this weekend. I guess he's getting married.
God, I hope so. Otherwise, it's kidnapping.
Yeah. He didn't say whose bride. Or give her name, but he'd like all of us to give him advice on... his new role as a husband. Well, I think I know Rob and I can give him the proper amount of advice.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure.
Go!
Do it!
Prenup.
Thank you very much. Jonathan Damiani.
Lots of lime.
Damiani? He's a good boy. Jonathan Damiani. He's a good boy.
He is.
Does he make you happy? But does he also make you sad?
Oh. Anyway. He turns 33 on Sunday, or as he puts it, the dark recesses of my douchebag 30s. He says, thank you for all we do. Well, thank you for listening. Wait Not Success Story, Monty Foy turns 39 on Sunday. Monty, Monty, Monty.
Good old Monty.
He'd enjoy a greeting from Dick Queasy. Well, by golly, I hope you keep that weight falling off. And if you have a problem with it, just come up and have some of my used crabs.
That'll clear you out.
And on Monday, unemployed aerospace engineer Daryl Branting turns 55, which he says makes him a bigger disappointment to his family than Oscar is to his.
Yeah, I put all that together. I said, what a disappointment.
Daryl would appreciate some job search advice from Charlie.
Yeah. Is Charlie here?
Oh, well, yeah. Here he is now, Rob.
Pizza delivery! Peace out. You know, Charlie also has a degree in aerospace engineering, he just can't find a job.
Okay, here we go.
Again?
Again with the alphabet.
On BCH, I'm sorry.
You're gonna have to, you know what's really sad? You're gonna have to do a reset because what's his name wasn't here.
Oh yeah.
BCH, D A N F J H E G K L M N and J O U. I'm sorry, N and J U O.
Haitian alphabet.
On U un P R S T E.
Sounded familiar.
V W Y Z. Play it for him again.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to hear the song?
I want to hear the song just so I can prove it to Oscar.
Okay, hold on.
Right.
He memorized
now.
This.
Really?
Yes. This morning.
One night.
This morning. Wow. That never comes up.
It was up at 5:30 this morning.
Here it is. Right now.
Here she comes.
No jingle.
You guys, such a dick.
On BCH. D A E N. F J H E.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
G K L M.
Do it.
N and J U O. U un pe.
Bump on the road.
L S T E.
Flamed out.
V double Y Z.
Yeah!
Start the show!
Yeah. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My grandfather had a special rocking chair built that would lean forward rather than backwards so he could fake interest in any conversation. When I was little, on Christmas, he gave me a box of broken glass. Gave my brother a box of Band-Aids. Then he said, now you two share. One time he said, Stephen, how old are you? I said, I'm 5. He said, when I was your age, I was 6. Then he cackled madly and threw a spoon against the window. He was an odd man. He once carved a turkey out of a chicken. His will is an IOU. He told me sometimes when you lose, you really win, like if you were playing musical electric chairs. One time I told him a dream I had, and I said, what do you think that means? And he said, it means you were sleeping. I remember when he died, I was a little boy, and I went to the wake with my aunt, and I was kneeling down at the casket, and I was looking at him inside the casket, and I started thinking about my flashlight. I started thinking about the batteries inside my flashlight. And then I said to my aunt, maybe he's not dead, maybe he's just in the wrong way.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his Davenport, oh, that's so gay, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Friday night.
We are downloaded more than 15 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Wow. It is Thursday, October 18, 2012, and our show is brought to you today by the good people at TryLendingTree.com. I'm very, very excited to mention this little letter we got from Todd.
Yes.
Higgins or Huygens?
One of those.
It's H-I-G-E-N.
It's Higgins, but it's pronounced Toad.
Toad. Todd writes, hello, fellas. I just wanted to let you know that I refinanced my house through LendingTree and used the savings to buy a Dick Queasy t-shirt.
That's great.
We're talking about LendingTree.com. We give you the rates all the time. Three, as low as 3.125%. You can go to trylendingtree.com, fill out one simple form, and let over 200 lenders compete for your business. You'll get up to 4 customized offers in just minutes, and it's free. Don't wait. Visit trylendingtree.com. That's T-R-Y, lendingtree.com, and get a free mortgage guide when you enter the code TMOS or call them at 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit trylendingtree.com and enter our code TMOS.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.lendingtree.com for details. Lending Tree, NMLS, license number 1136, 1312, Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093.
That's Mike!
Fun, oh, hello. It? Okay, come very back. Good. On the show today, we're going to have an ukulele update from you, Buzz.
Oh, we can talk about that, sure.
Buzz is very, very excited about his ukulele performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's thinking about it constantly.
Constantly.
It's like everybody on the show. If it involves him.
Sure.
That's what he obsesses.
He doesn't want to have his.
We're going to get to that on the show today.
He doesn't want to have his cheese left out in the wind.
I thought we talked about it yesterday.
A little bit.
We didn't touch it really yesterday.
Enough.
We didn't enough. Well, you know, it's him. Let him have a little. Anyway,
really odd. That's normally about the time he tuned out. How did you even remember?
I was at a Ryan Romney rally. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. Incidentally, we're going to have something for you later on today on the show.
What's on your finger?
It's a little boo boo.
It's a green band-aid.
Are you okay?
I was repairing my bar stools in the kitchen, and I sliced my finger open last week, and then because it's right here, I'm constantly reaching into my pockets to diddle, and
yes, right.
and of course work. Donate money to panhandlers.
Now, also with my motorcycle jacket, the side pockets are zippered pockets, so when I reach into those pockets, I would reopen the wound.
You're going to want to make sure that wound is closed before you travel.
Well, I'm on my malaria medication today.
That's right.
I was up at 5:30. I'm a little nervous, getting ready.
Sure,
lots to do, lots to prepare
for. What time
for.
Did you go to bed last night?
You know the total amount of luggage we can take?
What?
How much?
A 12-pound backpack.
Wow.
That's it, because what we're doing is we're kind of muling.
So you're not bringing barbells, are you?
No. Okay. I'm bringing a 12-pound backpack, and then with the 50 pounds that is allowed, we bring the stuff, the supplies that they have for the orphanage.
The drugs you're running.
So that's and the drugs.
Yes. Well, you can bring back so much more stuff.
You know, it was funny as Carla said that to me. Well, you know, they could be putting anything in there. I said, Carla,
your mules.
It's the wrong way.
Yeah.
The 50 pounds going to Haiti. No,
right.
It's not, you know, you're so not going to go down there for that
cash.
Big,
but
that
you're
big
leave
financial that, windfall that you're going to get.
If you leave 50 pounds there, then you can actually buy 50 pounds of souvenirs.
Sure, Rob. That's what I'm going to do.
Well,
I think it's going
like
to be 12,
snow globes, I
think
spoons.
I think it's 12 pounds going and coming.
Or bring back a 50-pound child.
Two pairs of shorts, two shirts.
Short shorts.
3 ounces or less of whatever toiletries you need.
Right.
And, and that's it. Stop mocking me.
Personal lubricant.
Yes, KY.
I've got a premonition.
What's that?
That you're going to lose like 15 pounds down there.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm actually going to probably be going off my weight knot because the staple down there that we have for lunch, we just make PB&Js, and that's what we eat for lunch.
And also keep in
mind. You're thinking that if I get the death cholera or something
No. I believe that you, because while you do enjoy indulging, you also don't like being judged.
Right.
So unless they leave the jar of peanut butter and the jar of jelly by themselves.
So I'm alone and I can just feast.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, you got to keep in mind, though, Oscar, he did upgrade to the all-inclusive.
I hope I'm not speaking out of school, but we are now informed that we will be moving out of our hotel into another hotel down there because of a very special man who will be down there when I am there, and that is former President Bill Clinton.
Really?
Who will be in Cap Haitian when I'm down there.
He bumped you.
I'm pretty excited about that. I hope I get a chance to see him and chat with him. That would be
very, very cool
down there.
Really
but
cool.
Kind of like they're kicking us out of the hotel, so that's probably not going to happen. I have no idea.
Right. Well,
I'm just going down. I'm going down like I'm a school child. I'm going to be told where to go, what to do, where to sleep, where to eat.
Are you concerned, though? If Bill Clinton needs to stay in that hotel, because that is the nicest hotel in Cap Haitien.
We are going
to
stay at the second nicest place, which is a concern, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, I'm not down there. It's not a luxury trip, but I am it was just kind of my buddy Bill kind of threw that out at me the other day, and I was like, oh, okay.
And that's not Bill Clinton, your buddy Bill.
No, that's Bill Harvey.
Cosby. Hey, I'm going to have to kick you out.
That's Debbie's husband, and he's going on the trip, so I'm kind of excited. He's a buddy.
You're
going to
have a great trip, because you know what? If you're at the second nicest hotel, if they're number two, they try harder.
It should be fun. It's not what it's about, going down there. But apparently, I think that he is dedicating a business that is going to provide 25,000 jobs.
Oh,
for,
wow. Look at that. That's a lot of jobs.
And it might be more than that. I'm not sure. But you don't hear about it.
No,
you know, I looked for it
not.
Today, and I couldn't find it online because we don't report on that. That's not relevant when you're deciding whether a guy said women in binders. That's
right.
What seems to matter. Right. You know?
I just did some... this is Mitt Romney calling.
Damn, it's everywhere. I just did some Fantana math here. And how much do you think an average orphan weighs? Because if you've got 50 pounds going down,
right,
you have 50
you behave
pounds.
Yourself.
Up to 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Same as your average date.
You mean sneak one back on the plane?
Well, I mean, maybe you can fast track something.
No, I don't think I can. But thank you for asking. Thank you for bringing that
up.
Hey,
Mark, don't you want to fast track some sort of hinky adoption deal?
Right.
Don't you? That's what Oscar wants.
Kathy's going to college.
I can have a kid in your house in 5 days.
All right, now let me just say this. I took the malaria medication today. That's the last significant medication I have to take. 2 days before, and then 4 days down there, and then I think 7 days after I come back.
Is it a syrup? What is it?
It's a pill.
It's a pill? How
it's
big?
Not a suppository. Really? It's not a suppository.
How big of a pill? How big of a pill?
Oh, about that big.
No, I mean, is it like...
about as big as you head.
Is it like a capsule? Is it like
it's
an aspirin?
It's a pill. It's a little pill. It's like
a
big
shot.
Aspirin.
Blue or red?
It's not a shot.
Huh.
No, you
I thought
take
it would be.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, now we know.
Why did you think it would be?
Well, because that's typically what you get before you take
a shot.
We actually...
You're getting a shot for your throat, buzz?
We had shots for...
as a matter of fact.
Hepatitis, we had shots.
Yeah, right.
We had shots for other stuff.
Yeah,
you'll
I knew
get
you
a
got
shot
a bunch of those.
If you get malaria, I believe you'll get a series of shots, but this will prevent you from getting the malaria.
That's the idea.
There you are.
That's the whole idea. All right, flash forward.
Okay.
My Mitt Romney colleague, yesterday on the show, Oscar and I
he was
had
in Leesburg an exchange. Yesterday, by the way.
We had an exchange. Go
he
ahead.
At my,
and
he was at Ida Lee.
Share that, Rob. Nice. Share that. Let's go back to the tape.
Do you have the harps?
Yeah, let's
because look. I didn't have the harps for that.
I have to go back in time for this.
Go back in the harps. Take a peek back.
They're saying half the audience watched this debate.
And does it cancel it out to the point where the third debate...
Republicans are saying that.
The final debate is the one that's going to carry all the
is
way.
Is Nielsen a Republican?
No, I think...
really?
That's what I heard this morning. Can you fact check that?
We'll check on
my
that.
Republican
I haven't
friend
seen,
there?
I haven't seen viewership.
It's going to be great because Oscar
and
I are going to go at it right down to election day.
I know Arbitron's Republican.
So, all right, let's just say...
up the audio vault for today.
Do you want the presidential ratings?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Mark.
Now, Oscar, what was your claim?
Half the audience.
Yeah, half the audience.
According to Huffington Post, the original debate had
that's a commie rag.
Had 67 million viewers.
Okay. That's the first
that's right
debate.
Okay. That is correct.
And then what the early results say is that about 48 million for last night's debate.
Yeah. Less. Yes.
So you're looking like
a third less. And that comes
higher
from
than
a leftist
that.
Publication.
Higher than that, probably like 70 to 75%.
Okay.
It's not bad.
I'm going to fight you.
Oh,
and that's how it went.
I sound so hateful.
So, Mr. Smug,
Jesus,
it's a third less, and it's half, and he's right. so he's giving his, he's doing, he's pulling a Limbaugh
right.
on this show.
No.
That's what he's doing.
Yes, he did.
He's giving artificial facts.
What demographics?
From the Fox network.
I did get it from Fox.
Well,
you
the
did
thing
get it
is,
from Fox.
We never brought up demographics.
I was watching Fox Business.
I mean, and the Fox are the same people yelling about Candy Crowley, calling her, what did Rush Limbaugh call her? I wrote it down. An act of journalistic terror.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. What a douche. Yeah, it's that significant.
No, but when
she
stepped in and talked to Rom, she actually she wedged herself into the conversation between her and the president about the Rose Garden conversation.
Well, anytime she wants to get anywhere, she has to wedge.
That was out of line.
Let's get the statistics out.
65.6 million people. 65.
And how much was the first?
67.
Less.
Still less. But a virtual tie.
Let me say. Did you see the jobs report today?
You said
did
half.
Did you see him change the topic?
Yeah, the jobs report is down, but that's where it's been. It's been fluctuating. That is not good news for the president. That is it.
So
you think
good.
That's why we should elect Mitt Romney?
No. But can I say something, please?
He's just being a prick.
Contrarian.
Let me say this.
Hello, Michael Marischal.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney calling.
Yes.
I just wanted to give you a call.
No,
to see if
I don't have time. Goodbye. I'm talking to Oscar.
So it's...
So you were dead wrong about those statistics.
I was
very
wrong.
Extraordinarily
wrong.
Wrong on any continent.
Mm-hmm. I was wrong. I
and incidentally,
that.
those first-time claims for jobless, that is a very, very devastating statistic for the president.
Yes,
and I
is.
Want to say that just to be factual,
right.
I think. But, who knows what's going to happen. I still... hopefully think that that things are going to turn around. I'm optimistic.
I finally got a dose of what Omer has been going through for the past 6 months.
Really?
So yesterday I get home from work around 9:30 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
I log on to Facebook. Blanche is in bed because she's going to wake up at 5 a.m., so I don't get to hang out with her.
Why? Right. Hold it. Why you call her Blanche?
Because she goes to bed in an old lady time.
It's probably something he does on his other show.
Oh, I see.
No.
See, he forgot that.
Oh, he forgot.
On other show.
I've been calling her Blanche since 1981.
He saves all.
The first time
I've
heard
That's a
it.
Big part of my show today, too. He uses his other jargon, and you're all included in this today, when I talk about it, because I've been...
There's so much talent to be given, though. You know, so I can only give so much.
You have to share a lot.
So Blanche... decides that she needs to go to bed, yes. And I'm on Facebook, and somebody starts sending me these numbers from Nielsen, and I write back. I said, "That looks Photoshopped." Just kidding, just to F with the guy.
Everybody
right?
should know, and I know this too. That Oscar will argue for pure sport and for fun,
And
I know that. I didn't always know that, but he would come in here certain days. And yesterday, you were in your perfect. I know when you walk in there a little bit of it today. Too,
yes,
that you have that kind of gleam in your eye.
Yeah,
you're just gonna say things. How about that jobs report? Yeah. That's
like,
good.
Like Rocky getting into the ring.
It's fun. Yeah.
So I see that, and I was like, that looks Photoshopped. And the guy writes him back, "Are you kidding? This is on the heels of all day getting bombarded privately, like a private message from people that think I'm just a complete a-hole because they think I'm this right-wing Republican, right?
Right.
And to them, I write back. I said, "Look, may the best man win. Two thumbs up." This guy,
because the real Oscar doesn't want to. You don't want to get into that phrase.
Yeah, and I don't effing care.
And he doesn't really care. And that's the best cool dismissive douche way to do it. Two thumbs up.
Well, most of his generation doesn't care.
Yeah, that's right.
The guy writes
except
back.
The smart people
and his people.
Right.
Like really?
Oh, his people care.
Yes. No, they do.
Not about America.
The guy writes.
Stop it! What are you doing? God,
you're not helping.
The guy writes back. He says, "Are you kidding?" Like he's incensed. I'm sure he's on the other side of that computer. He's
right.
Like, "I didn't Photoshop this. These are facts." Mm-hmm. And I sat there and I started writing what was the Gettysburg Address because I wanted to be clear.
Right.
And then I deleted that because that I didn't want to go into the world of hate.
Right.
And I said, "May the best man win. I can't wait till this is over." Mm-hmm. And then as I was driving here from the 9 to 5, I said, "You know, what I really should have said is this." And let me be very clear here. I don't care who wins as long as this country starts moving in the right direction. I don't think it's Obama's fault that the economy is the way it is. I think this is a collection of problems that have come our way on both sides. I don't think there's one party that's going to fix anything. But what I do know is that we are worse off than we were 8 years ago. That's in both parties, Republican and a Democrat.
Okay.
You know?
All right. That's fine.
And
have you decided yet?
I have not decided, but I will say that everyone will decide, because we are a selfish society, on what's best for them.
Yes.
And I do not agree with a country in a place where a friend like Mike O'Mara, celebrity or no celebrity, can't purchase health care. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense to me.
Right. It's crazy.
And on that,
still haven't heard. Incident.
On that note alone,
that was the day I was supposed to find out, and nothing.
As I sit here today, because you're a friend of mine, and I believe that Obamacare would afford you the opportunity to have health care, I'm starting to lean more towards what my personal interests are, and my personal interests are for a guy like you and people that don't have a podcast and people with maybe are down in luck, or the guy who's an aerospace engineer that doesn't have a job, he has to worry about one less thing like healthcare. And you know what made me think about that is when I drove up yesterday, I said, "Well, that's obnoxious. Your big Obama sign out front
from 2008, incidentally."
And what does it read at the bottom?
Affordable healthcare.
And that's the thing.
That's your issue.
4 years
I saw
later.
That. I walked in. And I said, "You know, goddamn it, like O'Mara's right. Like that in itself is what." What issue is important to you? You've got to think about that.
I've never been a single issue guy. I've never been involved in an election where it wasn't a sport to me.
Yeah.
Where it was actually something very real.
You've got something at stake here.
I've never had something where I'm going to have a, you know, no matter who wins on election night, if my guy doesn't win, I'm going to have that kind of pain in the pit of my stomach going, "Well, what am I going to do when I wake up in the morning?"
Right.
And look, I know people are going to say, "Oh, you're just exploiting it." No, I'm not. No. I'm living it. And if I don't have health care before the election, and even if I do have health care, I'm going to remember how I felt right now.
Right,
I'm not somebody that has had cancer, that has had a heart attack.
I
have sleep apnea. That's what I was denied for, folks. If you're really curious what insurance companies deny for, they denied me for sleep apnea.
A previously existing
That's
condition.
A previous existing condition that they have with that. And it's terrifying. And I won't forget that, no matter who, you know, no matter getting health care or not. I will not forget that. And so I, for the first time in my life that I can remember, I really am not voting my ideals. I am voting my personal situation. And you're right about that. And that sign is from 2008 where they had that under their, you know, that's their campaign sign, affordable healthcare. And it's 4 years later and we'll see what happens, you know, but it's craziness. It really is. But you're absolutely right. I think most people vote their me situation. Mm-hmm. They want to know what can it do for me? What about me personally? Yeah. That's what they're all about. And speaking of me, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, I've got a bone to pick with all of you. Oh, each and every of one of you.
Yes. Wow.
Everybody in this room, speaking of the me generation. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. This letter comes to us anonymously, right? We don't have a name on this one. Oh, no, it's actually a statistic. Yes. Being fat actually makes you dumber.
It's an article.
Huh? Experts intermittently gave a group of 6,000 people cognitive tests over a period of 10 years. The results published in the Medical Journal of the American Academy of Neurology found that obese people who were suffering from unhealthy metabolic changes like high blood pressure and elevated cholesterol showed a dramatic decrease in cognitive skills.
I don't understand.
Hello, honey boo-boo.
Yeah.
Including memory. So, you know, another reason like you needed one to lose the weight.
Yeah, do it.
We've talked about Rob. 100 pounds for Rob Spiewak.
He's gotten smarter, too.
30 pounds this week for me. I am so thrilled with it. Wait Not is the program. It's 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. And I talked about it yesterday. My theme this week, really, if you want to have a theme for these commercials that I do, is that it makes you a better cook. You know how to flavor food.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing better than that because, really, Rob knows this. I know this. You go out and you go to the fried chicken joint, or you eat the fried food and you eat the stuff that, you know, allegedly, it's not alleged, it is bad for you.
Of course it is.
You really, I'll give you the biggest example. For me, I call it my my body-killing food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know.
I will eat
a
big, thick pancake with real syrup on it, and I swear to God, I'm done for the day.
White flour.
It actually, yes.
White flour cooked in fat, coated with liquid sugar.
It absolutely.
Always color with him.
It completely wipes me out.
Yeah.
The good thing is, with Wait Not, you can have very good tasting foods, be it
wonderful,
sweet, be it savory, it doesn't really matter. But the fact is, you learn how to season it and do so, and then you feel good after you eat it. That's the biggest thing on Wait Not, Rob. Would you not agree? Every meal that we eat, you feel great afterwards. You feel fine. There's no residual food.
I never want to go back to feeling the way I used to feel when I'd wake up in the morning. It really, I used to have to, like,
get started. A couple of times a year at Peking Gourmet.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
It's really not an endorsement. Everybody deserves a treat, and you can do. You've proven you can do that.
Well, yeah, you can. But Rob will tell you when you do that, it's amazing how your body tells you, God, what did you just put in your system?
If you think about it, it's like running a regular car on diesel fuel.
Right.
You just don't run right.
Get yourself educated. Go to 855-WAIT-NOT. That's 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable results. You can believe it. Hello.
Hi, I'm Larry King. Welcome to Symbols of America,
Larry.
The Washington Mall.
Larry, we're doing the show.
Symbols. It happens. My job
Larry,
on
I gotta
TV
go.
Is all about...
Thank you. God.
Thimbles. Phone
calls.
He
must
be
Mitt must be giving our number out.
as I lead into this, has Facebook changed again? Is there a different type
better.
Of thing?
It's better.
What are they doing now?
I don't know.
But they change it all.
Everything's timeline. You're probably seeing some more ads come up.
I have seen more ads.
Yeah.
Well, I would just like to say thank you to RJ Diaz.
Really?
What is RJ Diaz is out there and on his Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Facebook right now.
Sure.
Okay.
Because by the way, you can buy ads now on Facebook. You can spend money. That's why you'll probably see certain I guess posts from your friends go straight to the top that you haven't seen in the past.
So you mean
so
people
you can buy ads.
If they are so if you are so self-centered that you wanted to go to the top of my timeline.
Like if you when you lost 100 pounds, which is actually something great.
Right.
And you wrote what was a dissertation about it.
Yeah.
And
I was excited.
It wouldn't make you self-centered, but if
you
wanted to take the next level, you'd pay $10, go straight to the top.
That's
and
right.
Would see
well,
it.
If I paid $10, it would have been 120 pounds.
Well, I go on Facebook a lot. Kind of keeps me in touch with what everybody's doing.
Right, right.
Sometimes I go to other people's pages, mostly my news feed, and if somebody's got something going, I'll know about it.
Right.
But I would like to say that everybody with their profile on their news, not their news feed, their timeline.
Their timeline,
yes.
As they call it on Facebook. Everybody has their occupation at the top. And on RJ Diaz's, it says engineer and sales at the Mike O'Mara Show. And I think that's
very nice.
Well, that's outdated, isn't it?
Let's let's go. Well, you know, it's still up there, isn't it? Let's go to Rob and see what Rob says.
Oh,
okay.
I feel bad.
Rob says, your favorite DWEJAY at KCJJ.
You've yelled at me about this
Just finish.
Yeah, let him go around Robin,
man. Finish.
Jeez.
Hold on. All right, so here we go. Let's go to Oscars.
Stupid face.
Let's see Oscars. Oscars occupation. Vice President of Marketing at Earthwalk Communications.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terrific. Right. Okay, right. Let's go to Buzz. Buzz is, let's see. I'm sorry. That's Michael Elston.
That's right. Mine used to say with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Buzz says, voice... And writer
right.
at freelance.
And I've been meaning
that
to change
his,
it back.
That is his. I'm not finished.
All right.
That's his occupation right there.
Very fussy.
Let's go to Mark.
Right.
Let's
Mine's
go to
best.
Mark Ronick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Mark is
owner
at myself. And I'd like to say I've made a decision today. I'm going to base the percentage of income that I derive from this show from this point forward based on the percentage of people that actually identified themselves as working for this show.
So you're just doing a 50-50 split with RJ?
I'm doing a... I'm What the F?
I changed it back.
What the F?
Oh, again, really?
I got on that today, and I went, Jesus Christ, you're all dancing in your own little flipping world.
You make a great point.
Thank you.
Very valid. I will change it. However,
you have a day job.
Yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He does freelance. Yeah. We all double dip.
I've been meaning
so
to
your
change
part-time,
mine.
So your part-time job and your part-time job are what you highlight.
No.
Let's go to Mike O'Mara. Right. Let's see.
What
O'Mara
does he do?
Hold on. Let's see. All right. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to me right now. I'm going to click on it here. And what does it say? Host at the Mike O'Mara Show, which should be at the top of everybody else's goddamn page.
Mine used to say that.
Mine did,
and
too.
I've been yelled at for this before.
Is that before you decided to take a nice, long, English Channel-length swim in Lake Mead?
Yeah, it was just before that, Mike.
What happened? Mr. Smug.
I think what
D-E-J-J, K-C-J-J. Then see if K-C-J-J can provide for you like this show provides for
that's
you.
Fair.
Because
maybe
that's your number one. That's your number one highlighted thing.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Facebook changed what's up there. And I had to figure out how to do...
Not enough liquid.
I hate that.
Not enough liquid.
I will correct it. I'll figure out why. I don't know. I changed it, and I've changed it before because it will somehow default to something else.
Oh, my God, you're dancing, man. You're dancing.
Kind of like the way you answered for 20 minutes about never addressing you were wrong about the numbers about the debate.
I said I was wrong.
Ultimately, but the worst one of all, in my opinion, the one that hurt the most is his.
I agree.
Ronick, owner at myself.
I don't know
Aren't
why
we an
did
owner
that.
At myself? First of all, I have complained to Oscar forever about Facebook, but Oscar does have, if it's really the allotment of how much time he works somewhere,
right.
Putting Earthwalk Communications up there is kind of legit because it's 1 hour a day here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, basically, financially, it's a little bit more of a push.
Yeah, it might be a push.
But the fact is, you know, I mean, really, it's a situation where, you know, the rest of you guys, Jesus Christ, we've got to promote this little thing we have.
That's true. And I do. I have this week posted things to promote the show.
I'm not talking about posting. I'm talking about your occupation.
Well, I know.
You're a host on this show. You're a newsman on this show.
That's true.
A badge of honor.
Mine's officially changed.
It'll say that again.
There you go.
What does it say now?
I don't think I've ever had a collective ball-busting moment like I did. And it was really,
no, but you've singled me out on this before. But when Facebook changed behind my back... I did not go back and corrected it. And I'm correcting it right now.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's all.
Wow.
That'll be all.
Yeah, there's no contesting that.
It's tough to contest that. Yeah. I looked at that and I was like, and you, owner at my side, where the hell did that go? That's an intellectual exercise where you sit there and go, you know, you sit there, you work full time. Nobody puts more hours into this show than you do. And you sit there and go, myself, I'm an owner at my
Well, I do
Were you
agree.
In a mood when you put that up?
No.
Were you in a mood?
As a
no,
joke?
No, no, no.
I know he changed his like an hour after he quit.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah,
he's,
I
just so he even gets a little bit of a free
I haven't
pass
changed
with
that. It back.
Well,
I will
an announcement
today.
To make.
Because it wasn't a priority. It was a priority when you left.
No.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm a freelance guy and a writer right now. When you left, boom, bam,
You know
boom.
What's odd?
Not a priority when you're coming back. No, you don't give a rat's ass.
I'm looking right
Neither
now.
Neither does he. KCJJ. Steve Bridges is my hero. Yes, three. It doesn't. This show. This is the show. This is I bleed. This is my name on the masthead, for Christ's sake.
I'm looking at my about page right now. It's still at the top. I don't know why it is not on my front page.
If you delete, I've actually gone through this. Yeah. If you delete KCJJ,
okay,
then you, Michael Mara should go straight
to
the top.
Yeah, I just deleted the myself.
Why does that make me smile?
Yeah.
What? And it went to the top?
And then the Michael Mara.
So take us through the myself reference.
It's because
it's happened since he's been with this.
You're
show.
Right. It's because I had left. Yeah. I had left a previous job back in 2009,
right.
And for about a month or so, I was thinking I was going to do just some business consulting.
Right.
And then
freelance.
And then lo and behold, I got started up with the show, and I did put that information in there. But for
right.
some reason,
it didn't rise to the top.
It didn't rise
Same
to the
as
top.
Rob. Yeah.
So I've deleted myself. And now it says the Mike O'Mara Show. It says business manager at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I apologize.
I just want it to be...
Hey, did you know I'm married to Carrie? This Facebook is great.
I really had a moment of pure joy when I said, I can bust all of their balls
I'm
on
sure.
this.
Yeah, there we go.
Because it's so legit. It's so legit. And it is the way people in our business think,
no,
to be
true.
Honest with you.
Everyone's selfish.
Me. And it's easy for me to say. I've got my name on the show.
It's just laziness for me.
Everyone got quiet.
Otherwise.
I'm still waiting for Facebook to update.
I do seem to recall when Mike was with The Edge, it said Mike O'Mara, DJ at the Edge
yeah.
at the top.
No
I don't
way.
Recall that.
I do.
No way.
I bet it floated to the top
it's
the same way
It's probably because
did.
You had entered that in and then it
you
just automatically
it.
Floated to the top.
There is no... Really?
Yeah.
That I put that in there, but I never went to my profile when I was on The Edge.
You must have.
Some.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. Prove it.
I don't know if I can.
Prove
I will
it.
Try. I will try. Yeah.
Mm. Prove it. Myself.
I'll try. Myself.
Myself.
Or writer freelance.
Is it myself,
or KCJJ,
or
Earthwalk?
Or LLC.
You can
just
all lick
myself.
It.
Myself.
Oh.
And we will.
But you know, I think what we're missing here is a moment to celebrate RJ Diaz.
Yeah.
Damn right.
You're right.
RJ, that means a tremendous amount to me.
He's
You're
like,
down.
He's like that kitten in that poster holding on to the ledge.
Yes.
Hold on for dear life.
Yeah, RJ exactly Diaz is miles away, hundreds of miles away in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. Working for a different company, and he still keeps it up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What God he, bless him real good.
That's right.
What was he doing here yesterday?
He was getting a CAT scan.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is not no nothing to be alarmed
oh,
about.
No,
a standard kidney stone type thing. Yeah.
Right.
One of the reasons they discovered RJ's big casino is mm-hmm. because he had a lot of problems with his kidneys.
Right.
So he was here with a routine CAT scan, not related to the prostate
is he okay?
cancer. That's good news. I didn't hear anything
as
bad.
Know.
But I mean, it's not. It wouldn't have been, you know, all they would have said, hey, you got another kidney stone.
They just blow up the
Be
stones.
Mindful
yeah.
of that. They're not going to, you know, that's
right.
not, it's not anything
cool.
bad. So, because I asked him the same question when he came in yesterday. So he was here mm-hmm. for that on Wednesday, and then he went right back to Tampa and checked his Facebook page where he says he works for the Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
We will take a break. When we come back, it's,
so there's that.
It's Rob's vault.
What's that?
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's not magic anymore.
Where does he work?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Time for my lackluster audio vault.
You know what's funny? What's funny about that is that that's all I got. That's pretty good. And the fact is, it is all I have. I'm very serious about it. But, you know, all in all, you guys have done a really decent job.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our show is brought to you by the customized life-saving courses from Northern Virginia Community College.
Right.
NVCC offers American Heart Association courses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield, but they can also bring those courses to your business, and the courses can be tailored to your schedule all in one day or spread out over several days. If you'd like to get the life-saving training for your business, this is great team building, as
Perfect.
They use in corporate
yeah, that's right.
circles.
That's right.
Call April at 703-822-9040. Team building.
Yeah.
Anyway, and like them on Facebook at NVCCHA Training Center.
If it goes well, you can update your Facebook status.
Let your employees take a glass to save a life.
Go team.
Well, it'll never be special to me, Rob, because you all did it because I was busting your chops.
No, it will always be special because Facebook is who screwed us in the first place.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly even you.
Very good. Let's open it up. Hello?
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Thank you, Jim.
I don't even know why they're calling.
He was matter of fact, though. He was terrific.
Got very short.
It's amazing. His answering machine called us.
There must be some sort of crossed wire.
That is terrific.
I want to lead off. Did you see the German who jumped into the frozen pool?
That is, God, that is a piece of video that what I love about it is just the stunt itself is great.
Right.
But then his broken English with bad words.
And he said, arsh. He heard his arsh. It was a swimming pool that was frozen, and he thought there was maybe just like a half inch of ice on the top of it.
Think.
And
it's got to be old, right? It's got to be an old piece of video because it was last winter.
It looked fairly recent.
Really? Do you think like is some place in Northern Europe?
It
or
would
Germany
have to be. I would think not maybe within the year or maybe in a northern clime. Who I don't knows? Know. But he went to jump in and cannonball and break through the ice. The ice was frozen solid.
On the swimming pool.
Wow.
And so it's like jumping and cannonballing onto linoleum. And I just want you to hear the audio.
I mean, and he goes up and he's coming down thinking he's going to break through
the ice. That's what I would think.
It's a great video.
Oh, an arsh.
His arsh.
My arsh.
My arsh. It hurt him. It's Can funny. We hear that one more time? Because I just like the sound of him landing.
And the board.
What you first hear is the diving board and then the landing.
This is landing on ice.
Short fall.
The amazing thing. The amazing thing is he went back and sold bratwurst right after that.
He did.
Yeah, it was
he did. Very good. He brought his son. All right, Mike, Donald Trump, they've finally come. He's come out of his shell, and they've got him to issue some opinions.
Really?
Yeah, he was on the Michael Kay Show. I know you listen every day.
Get ready for stunning vocabulary.
Yes. They asked him about Alex Rodriguez being on steroids.
I don't think he's an asset. I think he's a liability to the Yankees. I mean, they're paying him $30 million a year. And he strikes out every time he comes up in a playoff game. I would terminate his contract on the basis that when he signed, he didn't say that he took drugs. Since he signed his contract, they find out that he took drugs. I mean, it came out in Sports Illustrated. It came out a couple of places. And he actually admitted that he took drugs. So,
I am not an A-Rod fan. Never have him. My God, I'm a Red Sox fan.
Sure.
It's in my DNA not to like A-Rod. Yeah. Really. I can't stand the guy. But really, when you have this kind of forum and you're in, and Donald Trump is one miserable son of a bitch.
He hates everything.
He's not just out there giving opinions and stuff or even trying to be funny. He's out there legitimately just eviscerating this guy because he's a little Yankee fan and the Yankees weren't successful.
Yeah, that was bad, right?
Really, one of the great douchebags of the world is Donald Trump.
Listen,
absolutely.
We have audio.
I didn't think you could out-douchebag A-Rod. A-Rod's a
That's
scumbag.
A good contest. We actually have audio of A-Rod's most recent at-bat from the playoffs. Really? I want you to hear this, yeah. And it just wasn't a good at-bat. So,
sounds druggy.
But Trump wanted to know about the value. He mentioned the value of A-Rod to the Yankees.
Well, I've never been a fan. You know, if he were a great champion, like as an example.
And great champion fan. These are all Donald Trump's hot words.
Buzzwords.
Right. A great champion. Right. He's great.
Well, I've never been a fan. You know, if he were a great champion, like as an example, Derek Jeter is a great, great champion.
Where there's
the
going
best.
Out on a limb.
It's different. But he's... He's a guy that I thought was never a good pressure player. He, you know, batted when it wasn't so important.
Why ask this man about baseball?
Or anything.
That really is what troubles me.
Ask him anything.
Yeah.
You know, not to,
maybe
God,
money.
I hate to be in the position of defending A-Rod, but Mark, look up World Series MVPs if you can.
Sure.
Wait, for the sake of argument, I hate the fact that I'm defending A-Rod.
No, it's okay because you're doing is you've chosen a lesser enemy.
I don't want to wear the hypocrite hat again today, but I will because I
thought
I think
was the hypocrite hat,
especially when it comes to the Capitals and playoff hockey. I have always found myself if I slip up and I say something horrible about a player,
right?
I always go back and regret it almost always because you know the one thing about sports is. There's an ebb and flow of sports, especially with great players.
They got there for a reason.
You know, and you really have to mind what you do because I know that it was Carl Alsner who I just was, you know, with my friends, I was saying, it's Carl Alsner. Mm-hmm. They get rid of Carl Alsner. And then Carl Alsner, you know, this Caps didn't have a great run in the playoffs, right. But he ended up being a great stay-at-home defenseman for the Capitals, and I would have regretted it one night in my drunken stupor if I was to send it out there. I think I probably sent things out about other players. It frustrates me a little bit.
And I think by nature, and I can't speak for you, but I always root for the players because the owners, they scream that they're getting ripped off,
right?
Something's that they've been had, but then you look at it and you're like, no, you haven't been had.
Right.
It's just like any other operation.
Absolutely.
And you're paying for talent.
Oscar told me, he said, don't hate the players.
Wasn't he a World Series MVP?
Who? I'm sorry.
A-Rod, Anthony Rodriguez.
You know what? I don't see him
Alex
on here.
Alex Rodriguez.
Anthony, his brother.
Derek Jeter
was the year 2000.
Yeah, Jeter's been all over the place.
He might have been a LCS MVP.
That could be.
Just check for A-Rod's stats.
What about the drug use?
The drug use, has he admitted that he's been steroided up? I mean,
yes.
So have other players that are playing in the league.
What do you think about Lance Armstrong?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you.
The doping scandal. There's something that came up on YouTube this week that's very funny. You have to go back 11 years.
Oh.
But it's a commercial he did for Nike.
Right.
Yep. And I'd like for you to hear this audio that is really quite telling. Mm. Lance Armstrong in year 2001.
Everybody wants to know what I'm on. What am I on? I'm on my bike, busting my ass 6 hours a day. What are you on?
Yeah, well, he's also on drugs.
He's a three-time MVP of the American League.
Okay. You don't get that if you're not pressured.
But
if you're
using performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah, but the fact is, when Donald Trump says that, I can see that. But why not come out and say, I'm not thrilled that he did what he did while he was using
performance-enhancing
drugs?
Why not come out and say, I'm a merchant that makes money for a living. I really shouldn't talk about baseball.
Right.
And that's really what he should say.
I would say that. That I agree with.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Lance Armstrong, he's been stripped of all his titles.
Right.
I think
it was doping.
I think, unfortunately,
doping.
organization who suffers in the long run, maybe the Live Strong Foundation. I hope that's not the case.
Right.
Because the work that he's done off the bike has been so much more important. I think maybe you'll address this in the
donations
news.
Donations are up. I was just going to interject.
Donations are up now, but the face of the Live Strong Foundation, I remember being a kid and having this yellow band on my wrist and just paying the money that's been brought in. It's amazing. I don't know. While I think he obviously is a cheater, if everybody's coming out saying it's overwhelming evidence,
right,
and he built a culture of cheating in cycling, I don't really care about the cycling. I care about the work he does off the bike.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing about Lance Armstrong is he's always maintained his innocence. Yeah. And there's so many witnesses to this that have said, no, he is a doper. It's known. It's sad. It's a sad deal. You know. And the funniest line was Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Was it Seth Meyers? Do I have that right?
That's right.
In the Weekend Update. Right. So, I will never watch cycling before or after.
That's right. That's right.
That was funny.
But for you, a guy who loves sport more than anybody in this room,
right?
Does Lance's work off the bike make up for his transgressions on the bike?
If I cared more about that sport, but I think it's good that he's still doing what he's doing,
right?
When it comes to the cancer,
yeah,
it's very good that he's doing that, and it doesn't make up for what
he had to resign.
Yeah, he resigned yesterday.
Yeah, I think he probably didn't have a choice because what are celebrities but the faces of these organizations? Mm-hmm. And when they are mired in scandal, you're not going to do as well. There'll be another athlete. There'll be another athlete that can do better for the charity. It doesn't take away from the work that he's done. He can take solace in that he worked with this foundation
and
did good work. But he's a douchebag. He's a liar.
A disinterested observer, I'd say that it almost can't offset it, but it doesn't also take away from it. They are so different arenas.
Right, right. Yeah.
The arenas are so different.
Yeah.
It's like saying, Donald Trump is no good at singing.
Right.
But he's not a singer. I mean, you can insult him for not being a singer,
right,
but nor does the fact that he's made billions of dollars take away that he's not a singer because they're not comparable,
I don't think. Kind of the ends justify the means.
I suppose.
And, it is like that a little bit. And the fact that he attained all that fame and celebrity, he channeled that into the cancer research.
Positive.
And he boned Crow.
But the thing is, he channeled it into that research that may result in somebody finding a cure for cancer. So how can you argue? So you can't argue with that.
Yeah.
At the same time to move on. And also at the same time, if he had owned it at the beginning, like all these guys, where they get into more trouble is when they don't own it.
True.
When they when they're not
they
owning the fact
it.
That they've been doping, you know?
Think he's above it.
Exactly.
And how long has Sheryl Crow known all about this? You know? I mean, she left him early. You
I'm
know,
not going to buy
ago.
Any more of her record.
Right. Well, all she
by
wants
golly.
To do. Anyway,
have some fun.
You know who had a bad week is Arnold. With that media blitz.
I like a cool. I like a good beer buzz early in the morning.
Yes, and
love that lyric.
That is a good. You know that song is taken almost verbatim from a poem.
What's
they just
say
said
about
it to
me that lyric spoke to me.
It says you like music.
I like a good beer buzz early in the morning.
And Mike's tearing the labels off his bottle of Bud.
Yeah, just talking about Budweiser. Just picture, you know, she's sitting there naked, just surrounded by cans and Bud Light. Bud
Why
cans.
Is she naked?
Sheryl Bud Crow's Lime. Cans.
You
Bud
know.
55.
You're ruining it, you know, by saying cans of Bud Light Lime.
Yeah,
it's
her
really,
cans.
You're making it worse.
Bud Light Lime.
How about, no, not Bud Light Lime. How about long neck bottles of just Budweiser? Now it's
yeah.
sexy.
All right. I used to like Budweiser.
Yeah, I still do.
I don't anymore.
You don't?
I like other Anheuser-Busch products. Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, well, that's a nice.
You
like
know what they say
too.
About that? That's nice, Bush.
Yeah. And incidentally, this is a habit from when I had the restaurant. Yeah. I also enjoy Miller products.
Yeah.
Like Miller Lite.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Strong. Staple.
Right. Yeah, Miller Lite's great
like
beer.
Water.
All right. You're running out of time.
Yeah.
We're running out of time.
You know who had a bad week?
Who?
Arnold. We mentioned him in the pre-show, I know.
Okay.
But after that media blitz, check out the success of his book.
We just learned today that Arnold's much-hyped tell-all memoir, Total Recall, it sold a measly 21,000 copies in its first week out.
Whoa.
A
what?
Big miss.
Yeah, 21,000 wow. copies is wow. it. And he had
21,000. I've no. never seen a media blitz like that.
And a cornerstone on Leno and 60 Minutes. He covered pop culture. He
right.
covered news. He
oh
did
my
everything.
God, he was everywhere.
Keep in mind, Mike, we had more downloads yesterday
yeah.
than books
wow,
he sold.
That's
boy, that's amazing. I'm yeah. blown away by that.
That's
so he's very sad about that.
I'm sure.
I'm so sad that the book only sold 20,000 copies and it wasn't successful.
And who did your dad work for?
Hitler.
Joe Biden loves the impression that Jason Sudeikis does of him on
yes,
Saturday Night Live.
I recommend everybody go back and find that Saturday Night Live deal they did.
Deal.
I have to admit, I laughed my
He's
head off
man.
Watching the guy playing me. He is so good, it scares me.
And I think really the problem is not with the tape I'm about to play, but the fact that Mitt named a child Tag. Tag Romney.
What is the deal with Mitt and Tag? And
maybe the watch?
Is it a waspy kind of like rich guy thing?
Maybe they were playing
I
a game.
No okay. Biff.
Tag your head.
Okay, so anyway, that's how she got pregnant. Tag Romney, the son, was on, and he has like 40 kids, but this is just the one that was on right. Bill Lumet's show in Raleigh, North Carolina. Maybe choose your words better, Tag.
Okay, I'm going to ask something I know a lot of people want to know, or at least I do. What is it like for you? To hear the President of the United States call your dad a liar. How do you react to that?
Well, jump out of your seat and you want to rush down the debate stage and take a swing at him.
He said that he'd like to go over and take a swing at our president.
Really?
Yeah. That's, you know, that made me choose your words better next time.
Just try and protect his father.
That's right.
Forget it. It's not. Now my machine's not working. I was going to do a goddamn bit where I was going to be. How about a f***ing ringer in this machine?
That'd be
the
nice.
Sound of a telephone
yeah.
ringing.
Yeah, RJ.
That I don't have.
Do you want to get this?
Hello.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney
calling.
Ah, look it.
Thank you.
Not a
Thank
fair.
You very much.
All right, just so we can reset, everyone's still talking about this nonsense.
I went to a number of women's groups and said, can you help us find folks? And they brought us whole binders full of women.
Okay, mm-hmm. So he's talking about binders full of women. Even
overblown controversy, in my opinion.
And even Obama referenced it yesterday.
I've got to tell you, we don't have to collect a bunch of binders to find qualified, talented, driven young women ready to learn and teach in these fields right now.
So he's making hay while the sun shines, but of course the funniest comment.
Did you go out to see Mitt last night?
No.
How close was Mitt to your house?
Mile and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
He was in Leesburg.
Yeah, he was at Idle E. He's where I do my workout. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob was saying, I can't be on my elliptical because Mitt's going to be
there.
Yeah,
what a dick. Besides, I had to do trivia. Do you know what? But Obama spoke at Idle E 4 years ago, and Kerry did go see him. And remember, I sent you pictures from
okay.
that.
Okay, right. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great place.
Are they all over Virginia?
Yes,
or
they are.
What
Obama
is Idle
will be in Fairfax on
Idle
Friday.
Idle E is the rec
oh, really?
Center in
wow.
Leesburg.
He's going to be there on Friday.
We've not announced our bet yet about the state of Virginia.
Oh,
that's right.
That's
what is the bet?
What is the bet?
Remember, I said that Obama would carry Virginia. You say Romney will carry Virginia. We bet a bottle of booze.
Yeah, and I actually still believe that.
Really?
Yeah, I just get a vibe about it. I really do. Buzz,
either one could be right.
Buzz is in Fairfax City, and that
way
area
to commit,
where,
Buzz.
Where he's where either one. I guess you're saying there's a lot of Obama support.
Yeah, in Fairfax City, especially, that's a bastion of liberal homes. Absolutely.
Okay. What do you think? Who do you think is going to carry the state? Come on.
Come on.
Say it.
I'm going to say Obama.
Obama?
Ah, okay. Booze just, in my cabinet.
Oscar Santana.
Ross Perot.
Thank you. Mark Ronick.
I'm going to say Obama.
Obama. Who do you really think?
So Obama is carrying the self-employed vote.
You know what's interesting? I didn't even think tell you guys, but I did. I like both candidates because Blanche / Shannon broke into my...
I was laughing the way you said it. You know what's interesting?
Yeah, I'm excited.
He's selling it.
She liked Obama as I was sleeping, so I had to like Romney.
Right.
And I realized I could dislike both of them.
Right.
So I went to both pages yesterday after work, and I realized that there's 700 people that liked Obama on my side that are in common with my friends.
Right.
And there was 1,300 people that liked Romney on the other side.
On the other side?
That's a flash poll
there. Yeah, that is
a flash
poll.
Of all my friends.
That is interesting.
You should look at that. Just look at your supporters and people that are in your box.
And while you do that,
you do this on Facebook?
Yeah.
Here is Jimmy Kimmel's take on the binders joke, or the binders comment, I should say.
Something Mitt Romney brought up on the subject of equal pay for women. He said that when he was filling cabinet positions as governor of Massachusetts, he went out of his way to make sure he hired women. He said he had, quote, binders full of women, which is a little creepy. Binders full of women is something they'd find in a serial killer's basement at the end of a Law and Order SVU, right? It's but his policy toward women is clear. We have to alphabetize them. It's weird that he would bring that up, right? A binder full of... Maybe for Mitt Romney, that's the closest thing he ever got to looking at a dirty magazine. Romney had a lot to say about working women last night. One of the things has been crowned our unintentional joke of the day.
I recognize that if you're going to have women in the workforce, that sometimes they need to be more flexible.
That's right.
I heard that. I remember that.
And that, Mike, that is your lackluster audio ball.
Thank you. Now, walk me through this, Oscar. How do I do this?
It's tough for you. Okay. You're gonna have you liked Obama?
Huh?
Have you liked Obama's page on Facebook?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're really active. All right. So you should...
Well, no, I just don't do that type of thing.
You don't just scream over the mountaintops here?
All right. Yeah, but I mean, I do it here. But
like him and see how many friends in common with you like him as
Agree.
Well.
Agree.
All right, hold on.
You may not even have to like him. If you go to his page, it may show you.
Well, all right, 725 friends like Barack Obama.
Okay, now like Mitt Romney.
All right, and then like Mitt Romney?
Yes. We got to unlike him right
this
after.
This is some trick. This is what Oscar does when his beautiful girlfriend is asleep.
Her beauty sleep.
Why isn't he showing up?
Oh, have you blocked
They said
him?
The same thing at the debate. Am I right,
Mitt
ladies?
Romney politician?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I believe that's
Mitt
what he
Romney
is.
Baker.
He's got a very like a Field of Dreams cover photo.
So like him,
like him.
I can't do it.
Does it say mutual friends like him? I think you might have to
340.
Like him.
Oh,
okay. Do that math.
There you go.
That means that Mike has 4,000 people that don't care,
or that he's deleted.
Yes, that's true. See you later. All right, we'll take a break. Come right back with Buzz and News right after this. I hate this song. Welcome back to Michael Marish. I hated it when I played it in the clubs. Good times.
Oh, it's gone
we
now.
Here it goes. So sorry. Now this song is
That's
catchy.
That's a great song.
Yeah. I like this a lot.
Do you know all the words?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I wrote them down.
Oh,
yeah. Wait a minute. It's around here somewhere.
Oh, I think you threw the words over there.
You might have thrown them, yeah.
All right. Hold on a second.
Let's see if that's it.
There we go.
See if it's
I'm having that nothing, kind of day. I'm having that kind of day. Jesus Christ.
Ready. It's the malaria injections.
Phone ring in this replay.
Done.
Today.
Yes.
Thank you
how about
much.
Now? You want now?
Right now.
You should get the Michael Mara Show engineer on.
That's right.
You around. Can do it right now?
I can do it right now.
Oh,
Where do you want it?
Put it on Liza. We're done with Liza.
Oh, Liza's dead? I love Liza.
Liza's. All right, well, hold on.
I didn't think you did.
Put it on.
I like Liza.
Where should we put it?
That made me happy.
Remind me
of the terrestrial show.
Put it.
I just wish we had engineer from the Mike O'Mara show here to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's in Tampa. What are you going to do?
Right, yeah, put it there.
And I'm getting a great shot of
put
Rob's.
It, put it there.
Yeah.
All right. You're welcome.
Is that khaki or white?
Coming up, I have a tip
a
in.
Khaki.
How old are those pants? Are they new?
I bought them about a week and a half ago, right about when you started talking.
That's an ill-fated purchase.
Hey, well, can Buzz start the news, please? Sorry. Start the news, Buzz.
I'll give you the sponsor while you're doing that. Well, we're brought to you today by TLC Laser Eye Center. There is no freedom as great as being able to ditch your eyeglasses or contacts. TLC can get you there. The TLC staff is friendly. The surgeons are experienced. The equipment always state of the art. The TLC lifetime commitment is huge. TLC has locations all over the nation. If you move, you're covered. To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020. Or find TLC online at their new web address, tlcvision.com. That's tlcvision.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about TLC on The Mike O'Mara Show, TLC Laser Eye Center. Hello?
Hello, Buzz.
Yes. Yes, Mitt.
Hi, Mitt.
Hello, Buzz. It's Mitt Romney.
Yeah, I recognize your voice, sir. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm well.
I'm busy on the campaign trail, but what I wanted to do was I wanted to make sure that you have a good newscast.
Well, that's very nice
of
you.
Kind of you. Yeah.
And, unexpected. I wanted to tell Rob, I think it's lower than low that what you're doing is you're burying my son, Tag.
I
don't understand
dick.
That. That's not cool.
Did you enjoy Leesburg?
That's not cool, asshat.
Did you enjoy Leesburg?
I like Leesburg.
Yeah, it's great.
Thanks for the invite.
I didn't invite you.
I know you didn't, douchebag. But listen, this is the real Mitt.
Doesn't like
oh,
you.
It is the real Mitt.
As a matter of fact, that's what the impression will be heretofore known as.
Good, real Mitt.
The real Mitt Romney.
How's your wife?
Hey, watch out, Buster. Watch out, Buster Brown.
She's a great piece of ass.
Okay, that's it. I'm coming down there. You're going to get a nice swift kick in the balls, maybe.
I'd love to use my fingers.
Hey, all right, go sit down. Why are you still standing up?
I need to change your thing.
Yeah, don't do that. Do that after the show.
Well, I want to change it now.
For the love of Christ, do it after the
there
show.
There is so much OCD going on right now.
Absolutely. Now, can we focus on Buzz Burbank's news for
Please.
The love of God?
First, I just wanted to give you a tip in that I got from a listener about...
Oh, he has to hang up.
Binders full of women. I agree with you that it's not an issue. And,
that's what they do.
People are talking about it because it's fun. It's a fun phrase. That's how it got to where it is right now. But apparently, polygamists, the few polygamists who make up the Mormon faith.
Here we go.
Keep a book called The Book of Joy.
Okay.
And it is a list of their women
nice.
and the attributes of those women, and it's kept... in a binder.
That is a stretch.
Yeah, Fox News.
That is a stretch.
You know, Regis Jesus. Found his...
I got that from a Mormon.
Regis found his wife in the Book of Joy.
I wrote a whole book about joy.
There's a great photo.
What a great vag.
There's a great, did you use your fingers?
I sure did.
There's a great Photoshop in... it's all over Facebook, and you've probably seen it, where Obama's at the podium, and he's about to address the press.
Yes.
And you see Bill Clinton in the corner, and, he's, and Bill Clinton, the little bubble comes out and says, someone say binders full of women?
Binders of women. That'll follow him around the rest of
reaction. He'll probably bring him to Haiti.
So we gave this number earlier. Here's hopefully some context for it. The effect of this week's presidential debate depends to a great degree on how many people were watching Obama's comeback. As it turns out, there were more viewers than we thought and more than we heard about yesterday. 65.6 million people watched the debate.
Face.
Fewer than the 67 million who saw Obama falter in the first debate, but not a lot fewer. And these numbers do not count the people who watched on tablets or computers. The candidates are already prepping for their next and final debate, which comes next Tuesday.
Wow, that's
wanna
incredible.
Play this one for Oscar, Mike?
Ladies and gentlemen, this goes out to Oscar Santana.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
There we go. We predicted yesterday that there may be a shift back toward Obama among women voters after this week's debate that had one candidate talking up women's health issues and the other about binders full of women. The campaigns may be thinking the same thing. And now both campaigns, subsequent to this week's debate, are focusing on women voters. Yesterday, Mr. Romney was here in Northern Virginia telling a crowd that Obama has, quote, failed American women. They suffer in terms of getting jobs, in terms of falling into poverty. This is a presidency that has not helped America's women, end quote. Obama, who will speak in Northern Virginia tomorrow, lost his lead among women voters after that first week debate performance. His campaign is now running ads about Romney's opposition to those women's health issues to try to win back the women.
Have you seen the one, Buzz, for Tim Kaine, where, how dare they? How dare they talk to me like that?
Oh, the women?
The woman ad?
It's great.
How dare they come into my life? Tell me what to do with my body.
Why is it?
How dare they?
Most of the state Virginia government ads like that, the campaign ads that focus on the state of Virginia, look like they were shot at VCU.
Oh, are they horrible?
Yeah, they're really bad.
There's one that
they lack subtlety.
There's an anti-Allen ad that has the worst picture of him, where he's just, it's a picture of him, it's just a kind of a pseudo profile shot where he's looking like this.
And he's doughy anyway. He's really a doughy guy.
Listen, if it was purely the way people speak, Tim Kaine's a bit of a, hey, here we are. Kind of a nerdnik.
Yeah.
But Allen is just like, I'm George Allen, and I fight for this message.
That's right. He should be the guy because his dad was a coach.
Now, I've kind of buried the lead on this next one, so patience, please, while I ramp up to it. The biggest issue on which the candidates disagree still is taxing the rich, especially when it comes to the Bush tax cuts that are due to expire at the end of the year. You may have heard it called the fiscal cliff. Unless Congress acts by then, taxes will go up for nearly everyone on January 2nd. Both parties want to keep the tax cuts for most Americans, but the president and the Democratic lawmakers want to let taxes for the rich go back up to where they were during the Clinton years. They believe that would help some in balancing the budget. But Republicans also want to keep tax breaks for the rich because they feel the rich are job creators, despite the fact that even with tax breaks, very few jobs have been created. Now, the last time these Bush tax cuts were due to expire, the president, in the name of compromise, agreed to keep those breaks for the wealthy. This time, he doesn't plan to do that. Whether he wins or loses, on November 6th, the president is expected to veto any bill that doesn't end the tax breaks for the rich. That means that if Republican lawmakers don't let the president have this one, your taxes, my taxes, everybody's taxes will go up in this game of chicken. Experts say if that happens, it could in fact lead to another recession.
No, that's irresponsible then.
That would be irresponsible of him.
Yeah, it would be irresponsible. Yes. Well, hold on a second, though. It's irresponsible of both of them.
And Congress. Yeah.
Because what do you do? Do you just cave?
No, but that's what happened. That's what just happened. That's what downgraded our AAA credit rating.
And it went the other direction.
Because it made it all about them.
Right.
Them.
I think we need.
Excuse me. I'm tired of this BS.
I think we need a compromise. Hopefully, that'll be a compromise. This doesn't make a lot of sense at this time.
What has he got to lose if he loses?
If he loses, yeah, you're right.
What we're hearing is he'll do this whether he wins or loses. But again, this could be part of the gamesmanship.
Yeah,
both sides.
Sorry about that, Rob.
It's so tiring.
It's a good thing.
Apologize to him. I don't care.
Good thing our officials are still watching the terrorists. New York police and the FBI have arrested a young man from Bangladesh who plotted to set off a 1,000-pound bomb at the Federal Reserve Bank. It's one of 15 plots uncovered by their joint task force since 9/11/2001.
Mike, that music is very mysterious.
Very mysterious.
This one is not. My friend came to me,
sadness in his eyes. What is that?
Bangladesh by George Harrison.
Oh.
From the concert for Bangladesh.
Worst album ever. Hated that album.
Great album.
I hated that album. I did. I hated it.
Why?
Just didn't think it was all that good.
I like it. I'm sorry, Buzz.
Oh, don't be.
I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me. I didn't like it.
Yeah. What you should do is go to the Bangladesh page on Facebook and see how many of your friends like it.
Also this week, the FBI removed a pipe bomb from a Home Depot store in Huntington, New York. They're checking the security cameras.
Pipe.
Expect a legal fight now that Chicago's considering taxing bullets and guns to stem the gang violence that violence plagued city. The proposal calls for a nickel tax on each bullet and a $25 tax on each firearm sold in Cook County.
I'll have one coffee, black.
And a couple of bullets. And don't tax me.
No, don't tax my coffee.
That's right, and I want a brat.
That's right, and a black coffee.
Black coffee brought two bullets.
Critics say gun buyers will simply cross the county line to avoid paying the tax. We've already reported that the oil sheen spotted recently in the Gulf does not threaten the shoreline. Today, more good news is that the oil was actually churned up from below by this season's hurricane.
I want a black coffee, a bratwurst, two boxes of Cracker Jacks, and five bullets.
You're going to have to pay tax on that Cracker Jack.
That's crap.
So it was hurricane activity and not another leak that caused this oil to churn up. The bad news about that is...
You know, if there was another leak, you know what that would be?
What?
Bad.
That'd be a tragedy.
Yes, it would. The bad news, say some officials, is that what this means is that BP didn't do a very good job in the cleanup.
And you're serious about that.
I'm dead serious.
You're serious as a heart attack.
I am.
Every time you say heart attack, I think of Ditka.
Yeah. Black coffee, a bratwurst, a box of Cracker Jack, and nine bullets. Keep the taxes manageable.
That's tragic.
Thank you.
You will not find a better pork chop than at Ditka's restaurant in Chicago.
Ditka's.
Yeah.
I've been there, and I've been to Harry Carey's joint also. I love the calamari.
Of course.
Both great.
It was great.
Yeah. This is A's in it. Finally, when we say thank you, Florida, for this next story, we really mean it.
Oh, God.
Monday night, a man and a woman had full-on sex.
Nice.
On a patio table at a busy restaurant in Orlando in full view of everyone.
RJ.
Yeah,
now,
RJ.
Oh, my God.
We do a lot of these stories. We say thank you this time because this was not your typical old, ugly, or homeless pair of exhibitionists. These were good-looking people. Really, really good-looking people.
Well, RJ's lost weight.
They were dressed by the time the cops got there, so no indecency charges have been filed, although the guy did get arrested for not paying the check. Oh, thank you, Florida. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He doesn't fake it, folks. They really come from Florida.
Any chance it was a Disney restaurant? Just my fingers crossed.
I don't think it was.
I'd like to believe it was.
Yeah, I understand.
On our bonus hour this week, tune in for that, you VIP people. We appreciate that. We'll be talking about movies, also celebrity bodies, five gross things about men that ladies ignore, hot girls in their phones, Halloween, and dream cars. Mm. That's just a hodgepodge.
Nice.
A smorgasbord, if you will. Our show today was brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. Mortgage rates, 3.125%. Don't wait. Visit TryLendingTree.com. That's TryLendingTree.com. And get their free mortgage guide. All you have to do is write TMOS.
That's if you want a mortgage in Creole.
Yes, Creole. Or call 866-291-2010. That's TMOS for everybody.
Right on.
You'll be confident you got the best deal.
And
visit
Creole.
TryLendingTree.com and enter the code TMOS.
We don't have to run it here.
Oh, thank God. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.